RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Did you know that usually by the second week of January, 25% of all New Year's resolutions have already been broken? And that's really a sad commentary. But was one of your resolutions, besides weight loss and quitting smoking and all those other things, was one of them to save and to be a better saver and budgeter in this new year? My guest today is J.J. Montanaro. He's a certified financial planner and a retired lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Air Force Reserve. Or is it the Army Reserve? That's where you are?
Exactly. Exactly, Melanie.
Well, welcome to the show, Lieutenant Colonel Montanaro. How cool is that?
I'm getting up a little bit taller now.
Yeah, I don't get to say that too often. Mostly it's Dr. Somebody or Somebody, so this is very cool for me. So tell us about, as a financial planner, when you first start talking to somebody who comes to see you and says, I need to save more money, but I'm paycheck to paycheck. How can I save some money when every single thing I earn goes to pay a bill?
Well, I think that's, and so USA Bank actually did a survey to try to get some insights into the attitudes that people had towards savings. And so we asked that question. And on the positive side, 71% of people said, you know what, I've been looking at it. I've been trying to make changes so I can start saving money. But to your point, 51% admitted to not being able to regularly do it. So I think from our perspective, it's all about, as we enter the new year, finding sustainable ways to save on a regular basis. And so I think there's some fairly straightforward tips to be able to do that.
Okay, so give us some of them, because people want to get your pens and pencils out. Some straightforward tips to be able to save when you're living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, so I think first off, you need to start with a top-to-bottom look at all your expenses. And so I'm always shocked, or people that I work with, when I ask them, hey, how much is left at the end of each month to save or to use to pay down debt? And typically, let's say they'll say it's $200 or $300. But then when we actually go through the tracking exercise, frankly, there's no money left over. And I think that's a common experience, but people just, by shining the light on it, by going through the exercise of tracking their expenses, they can probably find some surprise areas that they can cut back or cut out.
What kind of areas would you look at and say, you know what, you don't really need this? I mean, are we talking cable? And so now these things seem to be, you know, you have to have your cell phone, you have to have a data package. And I'm somebody, JJ, that absolutely, my little cell phone is from like the 80s, and I don't have a data plan, so I save on that. But of course, my kids and my husband need all that extra bells and whistles. So what do you say are the things we can sort of cut back on?
So I think you hit the right word, need. So you've got to look at those expenses and differentiate the needs from the wants. And when you can do that, I think you'll, again, find some opportunities to save. I think the cable is a great example. You see a lot more people cutting the cable and looking for ways to save that way. The cell phone bills, as you said, if everybody was in your position as opposed to your broader family's position, there'd be a lot of savings. My wife and I were just talking about how much bill creep we've had when it comes to cell phones over the last few years as we've added the kids on and as those data packages have expanded. So I think those types of expenses, eating out, instead of taking a lunch to work, you know, going to eat out, those are obvious targets. But I think on a more subtle level, there's some of those regular recurring expenses that you have, bank fees, interest rates, you know, on credit cards, or even more potentially from a savings standpoint, more impactful would be the ability or the chance, the opportunity to refinance a mortgage or a car loan. So sometimes when we're looking at our expenses, we just kind of look at that particular line item, car payment or mortgage, and move on because we know it's a fixed recurring expense. In reality, it might be an opportunity to free up some money on a month-to-month basis that we can use elsewhere.
That's a really good point. It certainly is. And when you start to look at what you're spending on these things, do you think people, when they make that list of what they're spending, can look at these different things and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to call the company, like if you've got SiriusXM, you call them and you say, I'm thinking of canceling, and then they lower your price all of a sudden. Do you recommend calling all your companies and saying, will you give me a better deal?
Exactly. I mean, it's so even when it comes to something like credit card interest rates, when you look at the average credit card interest rate, it's 18%. Well, that's dramatically higher than the cost of money than the interest rate environment. So it's certainly not going to hurt whether you're talking to your bank, to your credit card company, or to some sort of provider to call them up and say, hey, what can you do for me? Times are tight. I'm looking for opportunities to save money. And I think the call will be worth the effort. Sometimes you just need to ask. And again, that's money that if you can cut out, cut down, you can free up money that's going to be available to stash in savings or to work on the debt or whatever your financial priorities are.
Do you think there's a difference between women and men when it comes to saving? I'm the person who pays the bills in this house and keeps track of the budget and knows where everything is. And I'm a budget queen, JJ. I mean, I keep track of every penny.
Yeah.
Well, I watch my checkbook. I check my balances every other day and my credit card balances. I keep those to zero if at all possible. But the men that I know, not only my husband included, seem to be the ones that are like, whatever, you just have to do this, you know. Is there a difference that you see between men and women?
So, Melanie, my experience would be kind of in tune with what you just said. That's kind of, if you asked me that question before I looked at our survey, that's what I'd say. Hey, women probably lead the way in terms of consistently saving. The survey actually had men reporting that they saved or were able to save more consistently than women by about a 10%
wow.
margin. So I'm not sure if that's definitive, but that's what our survey said.
Wow. Survey says that is surprising. I definitely think that's surprising. Give us some other things that people can do to save. So we're going to first look at all our bills, take stock of what we've got, all of our assets, look at everything, check your balances, and then call these companies, try and get the better deals and see what you need as opposed to just what you want. Give us some more of these because they're great ideas.
Yeah, right. Look for ways to refinance. I think one of the ways that people can stay out of trouble is to actually take a look at creating what in the financial planning world we call an emergency fund. Call it a cash stash, call it a cash cushion, call it whatever you want. But if you've got a little bit of cash set aside, what that will do is prevent you from, whether it's an unexpected medical cost, a deductible, a copayment, a car accident, it will prevent you from having to go into debt. And so the survey kind of probed people in terms of what they do if confronted with an unexpected expense, and almost a quarter of folks said, you know what, we'd have to sell something to come up with to meet that expense, or we'd have to borrow from friends or family. So I think a little preventive medicine, pun intended, is to build some savings up so that when you have something one of those curveballs that come with life, you're able to respond without having to put yourself in a bigger hole.
So we only have a minute left, Lieutenant Colonel Montanaro, but when you say to have that little reserve fund, where would you suggest people save that money? Do they put it in a CD? Do they get, like, whole life insurance as a way to hold on to that money? Do they stick it in a savings account, or do they buy stock?
I like it pretty basic. I would just take a look at a savings account. Sure, you're not going to earn big returns on that. The interest rates are still relatively low. But that the purpose of that money is to be there when we need it, so we need something that's safe and stable and available. And so I think a savings account is a great place to do what we just talked about.
That's great advice. Where can people see more about you?
So for more information and tools and calculators, along with that information, folks can visit USAA.com.
USAA.com, and what great advice, real usable advice, listeners, that you can take and do something about today. Take stock of your finances, your assets. Look at all of it, as JJ said, because it's really so important that in this new year you save, you budget, look at need versus want, really take stock. Talk as a family about what those things are that you really need to have and where you can cut back just a little. And sometimes they say don't cut back as much as earn more. So there you go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.